Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Start today the Torah way, Northwest London, Wednesday, Shushan Purim, 15th of Adar, 8th of March, Rabbi Moshe Zulzbacher, Shlita, Afhein Hoyu Ve'usa Anes. This week's Torah with Imsonsil, Levi Nishmas, Morris, Esther Bus, Ariel, Shalom, Rach, Brosnas, Ziyatza was on Sunday, and by family Wiesenfeld, Inri Nishmas, Morris, Yenta, Bas, Levi Huda, Yitzchak, Ekoen, whose Shloshan is today.
Good morning. As we heard just now from the halachas, today is Shushan Purim, a day of Mishta V'Simcha. You can get away with saying Ala Nissen. So maybe we can get away with saying a Shtikul Torah, the Inyan Purim, with some connection, perhaps, to Pesach as well. There is a famous halacha everyone knows about. An Isha is potter from a mitzvah seishah as man geroma. A woman is not chayav in any mitzvah which is time-bound. There are three exceptions to this rule, each come with a specific reason, as you might notice from the title, Af Heino Yiboris HaNes. There's the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and Dalad Kosis. These three mitzvahs are mitzvahs Rabbonim, are mitzvahs which are and yet a woman is chayev because Rabbi Shulban Levi's halacha sha'af hein hoyu ba'isa hanes. I'd like to discuss the parameters of this halacha of af hein hoyu ba'isa hanes. There's a famous machlokes Rashi and the Bahag in Megillah and in a few places in Shas with regards to Kriyas Megillah. Is a woman, we know a woman is chayev Kriyas Megillah, as we just mentioned, Af Heino Yiboris HaNes. Can a woman be motzi a man, his chiyuv, in Kriyas Megillah? Rashi says in a few places that a woman can be motzi a man, she's also a chiyuv. Kol chayovim b'kriyosa. Everyone is chayev in the Kriya of the Megillah. And if everyone is chayev, then a woman can be motzi a man. The Bahag argues. The Bahag says, no, a woman cannot be motzi a man's chiyuv Kriyas Megillah. And the Machlokes Rishonim, what the Bahag holds. Why is it that a woman cannot be motzi a man his chiyuv Kriyas Megillah? There's one reason I'd like to focus on, but I've just mentioned the other shit in the Rishonim, the places in Sukkah, which is the Paschal in the Mogen Avraham, this is how he understands the Bahag. The reason why a woman cannot be motzi a man's chiyuv Kriyas Megillah is because the general halacha that a woman cannot be motzi anyone in Kriyas HaTorah. There's a halacha of Kovod HaTzibur, and a woman cannot serve as the Baal Korah for Kriyas HaTorah or Kriyas Megillah, for the Kovod HaTzibur. However, Tosfos in other places understands the Baha'i completely differently. Tosfos says quite clearly, and as it is stated in Rosh, that the reason why a woman cannot be motzi a man's chiyuv Kriyas Megillah is because they're very different chiyuvim. The woman is only mechuyev to hear the Megillah. It's only mechuyev in Shmir. But a man is mechuyev in Kriya. There's a chiyuv Shmir and there's a chiyuv Kriya. We are all mekayim the chiyuv Kriya from hearing the Baal Korah. But if the Baal Korah is not a bar chiyuva on the chiyuv to read the Megillah, she is only mechuyev to hear the Megillah, then she cannot be motzi the man's chiyuv in Kriya's Megillah because she's not a bar chiyuva. And that's why, says the Bahag, a woman cannot be motzi a man's chiyuv Kriyas Megillah. Now, I'd like to explain a bit, Be'ezras Hashem, what exactly is this machlokes Rashi and the Bahag? Why is it that the Bahag holds that there's a chiyuv Shmir, and Rashi holds there's a chiyuv, obviously, for Kriya? Rashi holds that a woman can be motzi a man. Obviously, there is a chiyuv Kriya for the woman, and with that chiyuv, she can be motzi the man's chiyuv Kriya as well. The Marcheshes says a famous vort to explain the Bahag. That's a big chiddush. The Marcheshes says that pshat in the Bahag is that in every time we listen to the Megillah, there's two things going on. There's Pesuma Nisas, and then there's Zechiras Amalek. The Zechiras Mais Amalek, the mitzvah we read Parshas Zochar last week, and there's Zechiras When we learn the Megillah, we're doing two things. We're hearing the Mekayim the Mitzvah Zohar, and we're also Mekayim the Mitzvah Rabbanon, to mean fast and the Nes of Purim. Says the Mar Cheshes that the Bahag learns, like the Daras Yochit from the Chinuch, that a woman is not chayev in Mitzvah Zohar. It's not chayev for a woman to Mekayim the Mitzvah Zohar, why? Because she's not in Mekayim to go to war. She's not mechuyev to go to the mechanez amolek. She's not mechuyev in the chiyev to remember. Therefore, says Mar Cheshes, the Bahag learns that the chiyev of the chira when it comes to the Megillah, she's not mechuyev. We're mekayim the chira with kriya when we read the Megillah. Mekayim the mitzvah of the chira is ma'isa amolek. But shmiya mitzvah to mifas and manes. That's what the Chazal and mechayev the woman when they gave her the chiyev of mikra Megillah. She listened to the mifas and manes. Therefore, says the Mar Cheshes, the Bahag says that the two mitzvahs are not dependent on each other. The woman can be mechuyev in shmir, but not in kriya. Therefore, says the Mar Cheshes, that the Bahag learns that a woman cannot be mechuyev a man's chiyev kriya, because a man mechuyev two mitzvahs when he hears the Megillah: the chira of Ma'amolek and shmir of the Pesum Anissa. A woman's only mechuyev in shmir. However, as we said, the Mar Cheshes, the Das Yochid, to explain the two ideas going on in Kriyas Megillah, and also to say the Bahag learns like the Chinuch is also a big chiddush. I'd like to try and explain it in a more poshita way. There's a Beis Yosef, a very shver Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Siman Tov Resh Pei Tes, where the Torah says, HaKol Hayovim B'Kriyas HaMegillah, Koyanim Leviim B'Yisraelim V'Avodim, and in brackets we have the word Meshuchori. Avodim Achayev. And in brackets you say, no, only three avodim. Eved who's Meshuchra is, a, all intents and purposes, a fully-fledged Jew. But avodim who is not freed, is an Eved Kanani. We're not sure, when we read the Torah, if he's included in the Halacha. An Eved Kanani is Yimachuyiv in Kriyas Megillah. So on that the base, Yosef says something, which I like to try and be medayek. The Beis Yosef says that when the Torah says avodim, he means avodim meshuchrorim, freed avodim. I'll just read you out the lashon of the Torah. But avodim meshuchrorim, Mayri, ukudikosu berambam, deilu avodim shemolu betovlu. If we're talking about freed avodim, medin noshim shehiske achakach. The Torah says that an isha is mechuyev in Megillah. An Eved Kanani has got the same dinim, as we know from law me isha. An Eved Kanani has the same halachas as an isha. And therefore, if it's true to say that Isha is Mukhriyev, then Eved Kanani would be Mukhriyev. So don't say that when the Torah says Avodim, he means Avodim who are Avodim Kananim, because they're anyway included in the Chiyev of an Isha. The Torah later says that Isha is Mukhriyev. So Elamai, when the Torah says Avodim, he means Avodim Shukhrol. And then he explained, he asked a Kasha. Frank the Beis Yosef on himself, how can I say that the Eved Kanani would have the same halachas as a woman? In this case, they won't. The reason why Isha is chayv in Kriyas Megillah is because af hein hoyu bo yisanez, and that the chayra will not apply to the avodim. Says the Beis Yosef, you're wrong. There's a Beis Yosef, and it's brought down in the Rishonim there, that even Goyim, who were Avodim of Klal Yisrael at the time of the Purim story, they were also the Sakona of Haman. You see, Haman had an agenda. He didn't want to kill the Yidden. He wanted to kill Yiddishkeit. And even Avodim, who were not Yidden, but if they had Chiyuvim to keep mitzvahs, they were also part of the Gezeres Haman. Says the Beis Yosef, and therefore, even though I've just told you that the reason why an Isha is mechuyev is because afhein hoyu bo yisanes, nevertheless, that reason applies to avodim as well, because they were also bo yisanes. Says the Beis Yosef, and this is where it comes a bit strange, l'chayra. The Beis Yosef goes on, he says, that's all very good if you learn that afhein hoyu bo yisanes means that they were part of the same sakona. We know there's a famous machloekas a few places in Shas. What exactly does Afhein Hoyu Bo Yisanez mean? Afhein Hoyu Bo Yisanez doesn't mean that they were part of the Sakon at the time. And therefore, Chazal saw fit that even though they normally would be potter because it's mitzvah seishan as man geromo, nevertheless, since they are part of the sakana, they should be mechuyot. Or is it much more than that? Afheinu yibayis anes means that they were the instigator of the geula. At Purim, we find Esther was the instigator of the geula. Pesach, the noshim tzidkoniyos, the schus noshim tzidkoniyos, the nigalu abethin in the tribe. And Hanukkah, we have Yehuda. Afheinu yibayis anes says some of the Rishonim, and it means that the woman was the instigator of the geula. Says the Beit Yosef, that which I just told you, that Avodim would be included in the Chiyuv because Afheinu yibayis anes only works if you learn that they were in the sakona. Says the Beis Yosef, Niyu ledivre amafarshin da af heinu hoi bois hanes, heinu loy mash al yidei isho nas hanes, efshra da ein lu moid men noshim la avodim. The kimid av a mitzvah seish az man grom avodim b'turim. Says Beis Yosef, if you learn an eved, the woman is chayev because she instigated the geula, then efshra avodim would not be included in that chiyuv, and they would be potter because the normal mitzvah seish az man grom. Which is very straight on down. What is this word, Efsha, of the Beis Yosef? He just told me that the reason why an Eved would be chayev, even though it's a mitzvah shazman geroma, because afheinu yibayis anes, they were part of the sakona. So he should go on and say that, according to those Rishonim who hold afheinu yibayis anes, meaning that they were the instigator of the geula, then they wouldn't be mechuyev. And yet the Beis Yosef is mesupuk about it. Why is the Beis Yosef mesupuk that if the geula came through a woman, maybe still an Eved would be chayef? It's a very schwer word of this Beis Yosef L'chayra, the Efsha. L'chayra, what state in the Beis Yosef here is a chakira from the Briskerov. The Briskerov in Erechim says a chakira. We know, as we said, that a woman is potter because mitzvah says is man geroma. Yet, there's a chira from the Rishu, but maybe af heino yibayis anes. What does the technical ability of Afheinu yibayis anes achieve? What is going on in longer when we apply Afheinu yibayis anes? Says in this world, you can look at it in two ways. One, that it takes away the tool that should be there. Normally it's a mitzvah sheis hazman geroma. And on that, we have a halacha Afheinu yibayis anes, which tells us to ignore that law of mitzvah sheis hazman geroma. Therefore, they would be mechuyev just like any other man. So there's no law of mitzvah seish hazman geroma. That's one mahalach. Says the Briskerov, we could look at it differently. Says the Briskerov, maybe really the halacha that Chazal, the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, a woman is potter from, because the mitzvah seish hazman geroma. There is a new chiyuv called af hein hoi bo yisaneh. And it's a chiyuv which Chazal gave a woman, and it's nothing to do with the original chiyuv of a man. There's a chiyuv called af hein hoyu ba'is anes, and because of that, Chazal gave her a chiyuv of mikra megillah. Says the Briskerov, nafkamina would be avodin, avodin kanana. We know, as we said, avodin as the chiyuv of an isha. If the chiyuv of the isha is a brand new chiyuv, nothing to do with the chiyuv of a man. It's a new chiyuv because af hein hoyu bo'is hanes. Then we have to ascertain when we look at the eved, does that new chiyuv apply to you? Just because a woman's going to get it doesn't mean the eved's going to get it. Even though the eved has the same halachas of a woman, it's only on the ikka halachas of a woman, the mitzvahs of a woman. But if the special reason that the woman got this halacha and that reason does not apply to an eved, and it ever wouldn't be mechayev. However, exactly, and therefore, it's exactly what the Briskerov says. It's exactly the point of Briskerov. If you learn that afheinu yibayis anes takes away the patul and leaves the woman in the same situation as a man, an avada, an eved, even though the reason of the chiyuv doesn't apply to an eved will still be chayiv. L'chayiv, that is what this word of the Beis Yosef is. Beis Yosef says that even though the reason doesn't apply, according to those Rishonim, that the woman is the instigator of the nes, and therefore that reason doesn't apply to a eved, says the Beis Yosef, it's only an efsha. Because it says the Beis Yosef, it's only if you learn that it's a new chiyuv called Afeinu Yibayis Anes. Then an Eved won't be chayiv. However, if you learn Afeinu Yibayis Anes, takes away the patur from Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Geromo, then regardless of whether that reason applies to an Eved will be chayiv. And that, l'chayr, is the Efsha of the Beis Yosef. Having set that out, maybe we can apply that to our Machlokes Rashi and the Bahag. We see from the Bahag very clearly, the Bahag is very partial. If the Bahag is willing to say that there's a chiyuv for a man of Kriyas Megillah and Shmiyas Megillah, but when it comes to a woman, there's only a chiyuv Shmiyah, the first thing that shouts out to us is that the Bahag learns Afeinu Yibayis Anes is a new chiyuv. It doesn't have the same parameters as a man. If it doesn't have the same parameters as a man, Bal Kochach in the Bahag is Nevuah, that's a new chiyuv. And in this new chiyuv, she's only mechuyev in Shmiyah. And we'll try and explain that why. But in the new chiyuv of Afeinu Yibayis Anes, there's only a chiyuv Shmiyah. Therefore, she can't be Moitzi a man, a different chiyuv. One's a chiyuv of Afeinu Yibayis Anes, which is only chayv Shmiyah. And the man is chayv Kriya. However, when it comes to Rashi says a woman can be Moitzi a man. We could suggest that Rashi holds that Afeinu Yibayis Anes is just a half call from the tool of Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Geromo. You don't have the p'tur anymore. If you don't have the p'tur, then you're left with the same level as chiyuv as a man. Exactly the same chiyuv. Therefore, a woman could be mostly a man. It's all very nice until you get to the Rambam. The Rambam paskens. Sorry? Oh, we're going to come. According to the Bahag, why is there no chiyuv kriya? We're going to come to that. The Rambam paskens. The Rambam very clearly paskin that noshim achayev, and avodim meshuchrorim achayev. But avodim kananim, avodim are not meshuchar, not freed, that ever is potter. The Rambam very clear. The woman is chayev, and the ever is not. So we see that the Rambam paskin, l'chayra, that it's a new chayev. The new chiyuv, if we can split hairs between an isha and an eved, it must be that the Rambam paskin that it's a new chiyuv, and that new chiyuv applies only to who the reason applies, and that's only noshim and not avodim. However, Agos Maimon is medayik the Rambam. Avodim meshuchorim. Yeah, but avodim kananim are not. Sorry. Avodim kananim.
Yeah.
He didn't say that. He said, only Avodim Meshuchorim Achayim.
Yeah, Avodim Meshuchorim.
So what's Avodim Kananim? Avodim Kananim is Mashal Lecha. The Rambam should have said. Rambam should have said, Amnoshim and Noshim Egerim V'Avodim. Why did he say Avodim Meshuchorim? Mashal Avodim Kananim a potter. That goes Maimini is Medayi the Rambam. Echod ha-kir of echod ha-shemeh min ha-kir yotzi rechivosoi v'hu she-yishma me-mishu chay b'kriyoso. You have to have a ba-chiyuva to be the ba-kir. Lefichok, im hoya ha-kir cotton oi shoyta ha-shemeh menu lo yotzo. A cotton cannot read the Megillah. Says that goes my meaning, it's mashma that the Rambam holds that a woman can't be mochi. Rambam doesn't say a woman can't be. So here we've got a problem. On the one hand, we know that a woman can be mochi a man, which should imply that it's got the same level as a man. And on the other hand, he says, Avodim Apoto. This has got the same level as a man, Avodim should be chayit. L'chayra, and as I state, Lecha Mishnah, and Prima Godin, the Rambam's Mavua, two things. One, he holds it's a new chiyuv, and that's why Avodim Apoto from it. However, this new chiyuv doesn't stop you being allowing you to be motzi a man, your chiyuv, even though it's a new chiyuv. Not like we want to say in Rashi that if you can be moitzi a man, it must be you've got the same chiyuv as a man. No. The Rambam's Mavua is a new chiyuv. He says clearly, Eved is not chayev. So it must be a new chiyuv. And yet, you can be moitzi a woman, your chiyuv kriyas Megillah. Why? Says the Rambam, says the Prima Godin Lech Mishnah, the Rambam holds like that shitter in the, as we mentioned in the Beis Yosef, that the Afeinu Yibayis Anes means that the woman instigated the Geula. The woman instigated the Geula, Therefore, that doesn't apply to an Eved. And therefore, an Eved is Potter, a woman is Chayev, and a woman, as we said, can still be Motzi a man, even though it's a new Chayev, and we're going to explain that a bit. Why, as you ask, why according to the Bahag, just because it's a new Chayev, we've just seen in the Rambam, if it's a new Chayev, you can still be Motzi a man. So why according to the Rambam, why according to the Bahag, if it's a new Chayev, can a woman not be Motzi a man? So here there's a Prima Godin, and this is a thought that I have a Chavrus of Shlomi Adler, so I told him I'd give him a shout out to him. He's Mechavan to this Prima Godin. Moedic is Prima Godin. He says it's Lishi Tostom. The Bahag learns after Eno Yiboris HaNes is that they were there in the Sakona. They were there in the Sakona. They weren't the instigator of the Nes. They were just there in the Sakona and they were free. Says the Prima Godin, if that's the reason, there's no more necessity to give them a Chiyuv of Shmir. They're in the Sakona, they have to be Maki the Pesum and Nisa, so we give them a Mitzvah Shmir. Because really and truly, there should be a Ptul of Mitzvah Sateshah as Mangroma. We give them something because they were there in the Sakona. But it doesn't work for the Rambam. Rambam, as we said, learned that they were the instigator of the Nes. If they were the instigator of the Nes, they can't just get away with giving them Mitzvah Shmir. They were the instigator. Without them, we wouldn't have Nes Purim. Then it makes much more sense to the Prima Godin for Chazal to give them a proper mitzvah of Kriya. And that's how he explains Machlekes, Rambam and Bahag. Even though it's a new Chiyuv, whether or not this new Chiyuv can be Motzi a man, according to the Rambam, because they were the instigator of that Nes, therefore they got the fully fledged Chiyuv of Kriya. According to the Bahag, it's just Aveinu Yibes HaNes, so we give them Shmir in order to be Yotze the Pursum and Nisa.
It's sort of the other way around.
But there are people who say it's sort of the other way around.
They were in danger. Yeah, there was one lady who was an instigator of the Nes, but the whole of Klal Yisrael were in danger of being killed.
Yeah.
Therefore, there would be more of a chiyuv for them to be mechuyev in kriya and shmiyah by the fact that they were part of the the rescue.
Sfas Emma says what you say. Sfas Emma exactly says that vote. Problem is that Sfas Emma says the Das Bahag. Bahag says mefurish the other four. There is a four like that from the Sfas Emma. Back upon him, the last few minutes, I want to just bring out from this Rambam a Gevaldige Chiddush. Rukveiga in Siman Tof Reish Yutes, I can't remember that in my note. Some of the casualty of Kuru. Rukveiga brings the Oyim Gedolim, Kveza Chakir, Kveza Shaila, Alaloch, he blives Shver. He asks, if one person has been abroad, and he has to have a chiyuv hagoyno. And if someone else has been not well, chasashon, and he's got a chiyuv hagoyno, can one of them be moitzi the other one's chiyuv hagoyno? The tzorachim. He doesn't have an answer. That's the oyim gedolim shaila. Look, on the first glance, what is that sophic? I've got a sibba. My cause of the chiyuv is sibba A, going abroad. Someone else has got a Sibba B, he was not well. They've got the same Chiyuv now of Hagoimo. Can one person be Moitzi, the other person's Chiyuv, for the same Brocha? Does the cause play any part in allowing someone to be Moitzi, the other person?
No.
If they're both one way, then it's fine. It's if they're different Sibbas, can one be Moitzi?
Why not?
Why not? That is the suffix. Broch is the same. Exactly. What is the suffix? We've got a raya from this Rambam. What does the Rambam say? A woman is allowed to be moti a man's chiyuv megillah. What is the woman's chiyuv? Why is a woman chiyuv from megillah? It's a completely different reason, as we said. The new chiyuv, as we saw, is not applied to avodim. So the sibba why the woman is reading Megillah is because she's mekayim her chiyuv afeinu yibayis hanes. And yet, the Rambam clearly paskens that she can moitzi a man. The man's chiyuv is ultimately the chiyuv of mikra Megillah of Rabbanon. They've got two different sibbas for that chiyuv. And yet, the Rambam's happy to say a woman can be moitzi a man. So why doesn't Rukveiga at least bring a raya from this Rambam that two different sibbas for the same brocha you can be Motzi?
Again, the two different shittas.
By mikra goat. A woman, as we said, she's coming from the chiyuv of afhinoi b'yitaneh, which we said is a brand new chiyuv. As we saw from the Rambam, it doesn't apply to avodim. It's a brand new chiyuv. And yet, the Rambam says, you can mitzvah a man. Why is a man coming to shul to hear the Megillah? Because Chazal gave him mitzvah the Rabbanu of Kriyas Megillah. Nothing to do with afhinoi b'yitaneh. A man's mechuyav because Chazal gave a chiyuv Kriyas Megillah. A woman coming on that chiyuv, she's potter. It's such as man groma. There's a new chiyuv called Afeno Yibayitanez, which Chazal gave a brand new chiyuv. You read the Megillah. Exactly.
The reasons why they're both mechuyav, it's the same story. Of course, it's not one chayla and one chayla.
You're right, but why is a man chayav to read Megillah? Because Afeno Yibayitanez? No, not because Afeno Yibayitanez. Not because Chazal were mechayev a man to people to read the Megillah on Purim.
Why?
I don't know why.
You know why?
We don't know why. You're right, but the chiyuv drabonon was a lighting the menorah. It's a chiyuv drabonon.
Yeah.
It's a chiyuv drabonon. We don't look at the reason.
It has something to do with the chashanon.
Of course, there's a reason for it. But at the end of the day, once Chazal gave the chiyuv, it stops there. The woman in that chiyuv, she's out. She says no shaykh is that mitzvah.
The case is a mitzvah, and the other one is a nothing labeled net. It's not a cause. It's not out of two different cases. The God that he is saying is the longest, the absolute chiyuv men, the women are not labeled net. The difference in our going was coming to two.
I hear. Al-Koponim, we find it other places as well. We find it by Shachionu, Prima God and Paskin, and Brun and Mishra Brua, that if 10 people buy a talis, then one person can be moitzi all 10 people from his mitzvah lisatik, his brocha lisatik. But the mitzvah Shachionu, he can't. Mitzvah Shachionu, each one has to make on his own. Says the Shlomo Zalman, because my simcha from my talis is different to your simcha. So you see that two different sources, the chayra, can't be moitzi each other. So we see this idea when you've got two sibbas for the same chiyuv, maybe you can be moitzi like mikra megillah. If you can't, like shachionu, like the sofik of the room gedolim. But with the 1 minute we've got left, if you look in the room gedolim, you see clearly that that's not a sofik. It's not his sofik is the chlal not whether two different sibbas for the same chiyuv can be moitzi each other. Of course, there everyone will agree you can. Everyone agrees you can. But two different sibbas for the same chiyuv, as long as the chiyuv is the same, however you get there, you can be moitzi each other. His sofik is based on the Gemara in Zavach, which I don't have time to go into. It's a very, very shver Gemara. The Gemara is based on the Korban Teda. Whether the different sibbas to be mechayev a Korban Teda plays its role in the Shem Korban. Is it considered just a carbon tether, and you've got lots of different ways to come to that chiyuv? Or is each one of the sibbas of a carbon tether a new carbon? Unbelievable chiddush. Whether when I bring my carbon tether for lamashal being unwell, and I'm a chashev for coming out of prison, the Gemara's got a machloek is whether that is considered the possible korban. Because I've got a shinu machshava, like a shinu kodesh. It's a different korban, not just a different sibbah, it's a different korban. Says the Orum Gedolim, the feel that is being asked gemilah by Birchas HaGoyimol. We tend to think of Birchas HaGoyimol as one bracha and lots of different ways to come to that chiyuv of the bracha. Says the Orum Gedolim, maybe not. Maybe each bracha for every different sibbah to get to that chiyuv is a different bracha. A bracha for a person who's unwell is a different bracha. It's not the same, isn't it? It might be the same word, but it's a completely different bracha. And therefore, one can't be moitzi to the other one. Because it's a different bracha. I'm making a bracha A, and you're making a bracha B. You can't be moitzi. If we're right, then we could say the same thing by Shachionu. Shachionu, the same thing. My simcha is not just a different sibbah for me to be mechayev a bracha Shachionu. And your simcha is a different sibbah for you to be chayev shachiyonu. And therefore, If that was the case, then I could be moot to you. As long as the bracha is the same, I don't care how you get to the chiyuv. I can be moot to you. However, by shechiyon the ken zayin, every single sibba for chiyuv shechiyon is a completely different bracha. I'm being a bracha shechiyon v'kiyon v'giyon l'azman hazeh. My zman is a different young people's zman. Your zman is the simcha for your talis. My zman is the simcha for my talis. It's a different bracha. The reason why the Mishnah Berurah tells me I can't be moot to you is because it's a different bracha by shechiyon. My shechiyon is different bracha to your shechiyon, therefore you can't be moot to me. But of course, as we saw from the Rambam, if we got the same chiyuv, mikra megillah, however you come and attack that chiyuv, however you get to that chiyuv, if as long as the chiyuv is the same, a woman could be moot to a man if they got the same chiyuv. Who's the bahag? Where it's a different chiyuv, of course, they can't be moot to each other. Afreilach and yomzu.
A whole world of content awaits you on Kol HaLashon, United Kingdom, 0208-191-7000, United States, 646-663-7920, Israel, 03-617-1095.